Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder.
1, 2, 3, Android, are you ready? Come on, are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disorder Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disorder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You're listening to Disorder Radio, CITR.
101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Disorder Radio. Big show planned for you today, including a special live guest. But first, the band formerly known as Viet Cong is back in Vancouver this week with a new name and an updated sound. They're playing the Rickshaw tomorrow night. Here are the Preoccupations with Monotony. Disorder Radio, CITR, 101.9 FM. Radio CITR 101.9 FM. The Preoccupation, with their former political name Viet Cong, will hopefully not be the focus as Preoccupations play the Rickshaw tomorrow night. But yes, we are live on Disorder Radio CITR 101.9 FM, and today we have a very special guest. She is not only gracing the cover of Disorder Magazine this month, but she is live in CITR right now and is going to give us a live performance. We're very pleased to welcome Roxanne Nesbitt to CITR, a.k.a. Graftician, right here on Disorder Radio.
This is where the river runs your veins. Deep under the cities, you can't get away.
your bones. Deep under the cities you won't ever know. Who sowed whose trees among the weeds? We're feeding fish for another season. You find them swimming through your mind's eyes. And you catch them looking through your days gone by. Deep under the cities you won't ever know. Who sowed the streams among the weeds? You're feeding fish from another season. If the city won't take me, if the town won't make me, I just know. Lovers are posing for pictures, so watch your picture side. Real life when you're left behind. The others are posing for pictures, watch your picture
says he's colorblind, but he sees shades and shadows of hues and keys. Your past was a battle paid to please whoever hold a fold of disease. Nobody's colorblind to see who your people really can be. If he says he's colorblind, well, I feel you're painting shadows all over me. I take a trip, but this is all invention you are what you keep. I take a spin, but this is all. Girl in the mirror, the one with the golden hair, and I never care what you do, never care what you do, never care. Brief and strange, like a love that's waged, like a tiny war, and I just want a little bit more in the pocket of your pants, in the palm of your hands. Got a little spark, and I just want a little bit more. The sweet smell of cigarettes. If I want your sex, then I want your veins to play a symphony that's strong and able or unable. It's okay, we're all just friends. Your friends are the best. Brief and strange, like a love that's waged, like a tiny war, and I just want a little bit more. This little light of mine, gonna let it shine, but it's not as bright as your nicotine eyes. Sweet smell of
I want your sex. Then I want your veins to say why I never wait. They paved my skin with asphalt, and it's all that I can do to be immune to what I choose. At the tiny one. Pocket of your pants, in the palm of your hands, you forgot a little spark, and I just want a little bit more. It's a little light that's bright.
There were people clapping. I guess I should mention that, because if you're in radio land, you don't know. I'm just going to play one more song here. Stiff drinks are going down so smooth. So here we go, and there we go again. Another good guy in a bad, bad end. Good guy, goodbye, and men. Now I'm learning a thing or two. I can roll a cigarette better than I used to do. And I know I'm learning a thing or two. 'Cause all my stiff drinks are going down so smooth. Bright side, a fire lit by bridges that you burned. And on the bright side, a fire lit by shit you never learned. Oh, too. I can roll a cigarette better than I used.
cause all my stiff drinks are going down so smooth. So here we go on, and there we go again. Another good guy, goodbye, the end.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, a live performance right here at CITR Studios, broadcasting live from the UBC AMS Nest. We had a nice little crowd gathered for Roxanne Nesbitt, also known as Graftician, who just performed for us there. Very nice job. And she's going to come out and join us for a live interview right now. Claire Bailey, the Discord liaison, is here as well. Claire, you were out in the crowd. How'd you enjoy that performance?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was really beautiful. If you're listening on the radio, you didn't see this, but Roxanne had some really beautiful projections, like little animations.
She certainly did, and we're happy that she's about to join us right now. So yeah, we're going to welcome Roxanne Nesbitt, a.k.a. Graftician, to the studio here at Discord Radio. How you doing, Roxanne?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Claire is here. We're all going to have a bit of a chat.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here today. That was a beautiful set. Just talking about the animations a little bit.
Thanks.
Those your own creation as well?
Yeah. I like to make images for all my songs.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to ask about that. How is your live show different from recording?
I guess... Yeah, so there's images for all the songs, sometimes that's like makes things like more complicated, I guess. But I feel like I can like add another like layer of meaning or like say something else with the song than I say with the words, or like talk about something on like a more like macro scale than like having it kind of be just about like my personal experiences or my like own life, I guess.
Right. Yeah. You also completed a master's degree in architecture at UBC. Can you talk a little bit about how that's influenced your music or how you balance those things or if they go together?
I guess I ended up doing my like thesis on kind of like acoustics and sound design. So in that way they went together, but they also like took away from each other for a long time before I was like able to kind of bring them together that way. But like before I was able to like focus on sound in architecture, I like would kind of like get in trouble at school for not like putting enough time into certain things, or like I kind of like stopped performing for the first like 3 or like 2 years of my degree. I didn't like play live at all.
Oh, right. So just because of the time that both took up?
Yeah, I guess. So when I decided to go to architecture school, I thought that I wasn't going to play music anymore. I had kind of decided that I was going to focus on design. And then I just found that there was like too much missing from my life. And so I eventually I had to keep or like start playing music again.
Yeah. In the Discord article, you're quoted as saying that if you don't create things, you get artistically constipated.
That's so embarrassing. I can't believe they put that in orange.
No, I thought that was a really interesting quote. Like, what do you mean by artistically constipated?
I guess when you, like, make things and, like, expressing yourself, like, makes you feel kind of, like, gratified and, like, kind of like whole, then when you don't express things, you kind of feel like worthless in a way, or like I was in a like really like a technical degree, like working really hard at things that I wasn't good at. And so like when I would go back to music, I would feel like so much more like rewarded by it, I guess.
Sort of cathartic, maybe.
Yeah.
Can you talk about your writing process a little bit? On your Bandcamp, I noticed you said that they were written at this bathroom in that bus stop. Is that true?
Yeah, so I often, or like, I kind of, songs like come from kind of anywhere whenever like you least expect it. So sometimes I'll like pull over on my bike and pretend to be talking on the phone, but I'm actually like recording into my like phone. Just like writing on my like school notes or like on drawings. And so when you're like, so in architecture school, you're like kind of like in this pretty intense studio for like 10 hours a day or plus. And so there's no songwriting booth in that situation. So in those, like when I was like immersed in that environment, I would have to go to like, there was a materials library, which was this like weird room in a basement that just had lots of like bricks and stuff. So I would go like write songs in the materials library, or I would have to do it like in the bathroom or like in the woods or something.
Mm-hmm. It's like your secret hobby.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Why the album title, Wander Weave?
It's pretty literal. It's just about like wandering, like taking kind of too many paths and then having that like become the kind of like tapestry of your life, I guess.
That's beautiful. We're gonna play a song right now. You're playing a show in a few weeks on October 7th with Roneal and Sisters of Seance. That's at the Emerald. We're gonna play a song by Roneal called Come Home. This is Come Home by Roneal on CITR 101.9 FM, Discorder Radio.
Was it real like I thought it was? Like I thought it would be when you called my name, when you called my name. Why did it sound so cold? And I wasn't free. Spotlight shone down and the room went black. Why did I feel so far away from what is true? I thought this was our dream. Everything we were hoping for. I thought that we'd be free. If we took more and more and more, but all
All right, welcome back to Discorder Radio. I'm talking to Graphtician right now, aka Roxanne Nesbitt. She just played a live show here on the show. It's really great. So as I was just saying before the song, you have a few shows coming up. Can you tell us?
So I'm playing on October 7th with Roneal and Sisters of Seance at the Emerald, and then I'm playing on November 2nd at Hidden City, which is a record store. It's like a pretty new spot, and that show's gonna be pretty special because they're only booking like one artist at a time, so every artist that they book gets like a full night to like do what they do, and then I'm also gonna serve some like Trinidadian hot cocoa that my family sent for me, so it's gonna be like really, really like intimate, and yeah, and like a long set. Maybe I'll like read or do something other than just like the usual thing.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much for being here again.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been really fun.
And again, you can read more about Graphtician in this month's magazine. She's featured on the cover. We're gonna play another song now, Travelers by Hick, who is also featured in the magazine this month. Here it is on CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Andrea Lukic, a.k.a. Hick. That is the track Travelers from her new self-titled album. And you can read all about her on page 17 of this month's Discorder magazine. Right before Hick, we heard from Roxanne Nesbitt, who you can read all about, also in Discord Magazine, and see on the cover. We're very proud to have Roxanne, also known as a Graftician, in here for a live, intimate, and interactive interview. Nice job there, Claire.
Thank you.
Yeah. It was really nice to meet her. She had a nice set. We had a nice little crowd in front as well.
Yeah, really a beautiful set. I love the visuals that she did. And great to have her in September. We're almost done the month.
Craziness. It was good we got to squeeze in the cover art. It's always nice when you get the cover artist to be coming in live to play in the actual month. It really gives more relevancy to the moment. And she's going to be playing along with Roneal and Seance Sisters.
Sister Seance,
pardon me. October 7th at the Emerald Cabaret, 554 Gore in Vancouver. Okay, so we're going to move along. It's now time to do our weekly charts. Number 5 this week, dropping 4 spots on number 1, The Submissives with the album Do You Really Love Me? Number 4 this week,
Angel Olsen with My Woman.
Number 3, Valiska with the album Healer.
Number 2 is Twin River with Passing Shade.
And number 1 this week, these guys are so hot right now off their performance here in Vancouver last week and at Rifflandia in Victoria. Japanese Girls with the album Divorce. And we're going to play a track called A Girl from a Different Dimension. Number 1 this week on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Midweek, when midweek news broke that Teo Dezar wasn't going to be playing in this game.
It's a growing sport, and to do it on a university campus with an educational message behind it.
They'll be facing off against all the big teams from all the other conferences and the nationals.
Want to be a CITR sports broadcaster? Looking for a cool way to get involved in UBC sports? Then email sports101@citr.ca or come by our station in the Nest to find out more. See you soon.
Yo, what's up? You're hearing my voice right now? This is Prevail from Swollen Members. When I'm rocking my motherfucking Tivoli, Henry Class Model 1 radio up in the kitchen, my dial never changes from 101.9 CITR, and I live on 7th and
Last in a line, I'm as far as this can go. I will never be found. This world isn't mine. Used to feel it, now I know.
Kids are cruel, but they're shameless. They wanna know why you aren't the same as them. Again, they're not blaming you. They just wanna understand you're not damned yet. They'll get there soon though. Hide what you can. What still shows through might get pretty hard for you. Pretty helps too. Pretty can't hurt. Pretty makes the rules. Better watch how they work. Better work hard. Show you got worth. Make it worth their while to put up with your style or your smile or your mind. Make it worth their time to expand their land to include your kind. Pray they never find something they can't abide and throw you back outside. It's cold there. Souls never broken, but in different ways. Opposites attract, cause they're both trying to compensate. Things they learn to hate about themselves, their babies will not be the same as them and end up
last in a line. I'm as far as this can go. I will never be found. This old world.
I began to wonder whether it would ever get better for you. They say it gets better now, but it got worse first. You skipped school, I should have tried to fight it more. I think I knew it's easier to burn a witch than fight a war. Pass me a torch, cause I'm the next one they come for. Pass me a pitchfork, I'm so insecure. Like girls, okay, I'm so into her. My friend, yeah, he's too different to even get invited to the parties. I complained about it once, he told the host I wasn't happy. That almost cost me my invite. After that I kept him on the outside. I regret it, can't forget it. There's nights when I lie so pathetic. I wouldn't wish this on anyone. Last in a line is fine, now I'll pass it on. It'll die with me mercifully. Anymore would be unbearable. And I won't ever not fall terrible. The
last in a line, I'm as far as this can go. I will never be found. This old world isn't mine. Used to feel it, now I know. Last in a line, I'm as far as this can go. I will never be found. This old world isn't mine. Used to feel it, now I know.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Greg McLeod, like that one a lot. That is called Last in a Line. You may know Greg McLeod as sometimes known as the sixth grape from Good for Grapes, also doing some of his own solo stuff, and always really cool videos with Greg's music as well. Be sure to check him out, Greg McLeod. Once again, that track was called Last in a Line. Prior to that, we heard the number one, a song from the number one album this week, Japanese Girls, the third week in a row we've been playing them here at CITR. That track was called A Girl from a Different Dimension. Okay, so we are now into sort of the last third of the show. We had Graftician in earlier. It was nice to chat with her. Claire, of course, is still here. And now we're going to turn to a brand new post on our website. It is for an RLA, a Real Live Action, which is basically our concert review section. This one was written by a good friend, someone you know quite intimately. He's your friend and roommate, I believe, Sam Tudor.
Yes, indeed. My friend and roommate.
In that order?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess so.
Okay, cool. So Sam is also a musician, and he was actually, I mean, I have to say, I mean, I'm not a musician, and I've done some writing for Discorder magazine, but when a musician writes, it is always a much greater perspective they can bring to the piece. And it's a great little piece written on Malcolm Jack, a.k.a. Malcolm Biddle, who performed his brand new 27-minute unbroken piece of music called Inner Circles at China Cloud last Friday night. And it's a great little review. So feel free to check it out, CITR.ca/Discorder. And it's a brand new review on the Malcolm Jack Show, along with the opening act, Iceberg Ferg. So we're going to play 1-2, both artists from that RLA. This is Inner Circles. But we're going to play not all 27 minutes of it. We're going to play about a 5-minute excerpt from that track. This is Inner Circles by Malcolm Jack, followed by Iceberg Ferg, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Graham.
Hey, I'm Alex.
I'm Will.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Rob.
And we're Good for Grapes. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Hey. Oh,
yeah. On this road, all my sins are bound to me. I was told.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Going Away by Iceberg Ferg. He played along, he opened for Malcolm Jack, who was doing the full 27 minutes of Inner Circles, and we played an excerpt of that for you right here on Discorder Radio. Great review by Claire Bailey's roommate, Sam Tudor. You can check it out at citr.ca/discorder. Okay, the show is almost wrapping up. Only got a couple minutes left. And in punk news, I guess you could say, the end is nigh for Victoria punk band No Means No. Matt Muse, I'll bring you into this conversation quickly. I know you were a fan at one point.
Yeah, well, they are kind of legends. They've been around for, I did the math, it's 37 years they were a band.
Wow.
So they started in 1979. It was two brothers, John and Rob Wright. And there was so many puns on that name over the course of their career, because they're of course their biggest album is 1989. It was called Wrong, and so there's all these like right and wrong puns just throughout the course of their career, and it was just those two were the main guys. Like Rob was bass and vocals, and John was drums, and then they had two guitar players over the years, Andy Kerr and Tom Holliston, and then sometimes there was a couple years in the 90s where they didn't have a guitar, but it was always very like bass driven, and then. How they played live was always kind of cool, because they had they played the three of them in a row with the drums like facing, like John would be facing Rob, so that you could see what he was doing on the drums. And that's supposedly why they did it, was that you could see all this crazy technical stuff. So they're a very technical band. They can get real punky, but they can also get very proggy and like kind of jazz influenced. And so they're definitely not for everyone, but they're Canadian legends, and definitely give them a I don't know. I was going to say go see them live if you can, but I can see I saw them, I want to say 2013 was the most recently I saw them. And those dudes are all like older than my dad, definitely. And they still rocked so hard. So if and when they ever do a reunion show, I definitely recommend checking them out.
Well, that'll be the only chance to see them again, unless you want to check out their stuff on YouTube. The last time they performed, I believe, was the Western Canadian Music. They were inducted into the Western Canadian Music Hall of Fame last year. So that's it. The end for No Means No. A sad day for No Means No fans, but Maybe instead
but
of
they've got a lot of records you can go check out, so I recommend it.
Yeah, so don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened, basically. All right, so no means no. We're gonna this seems like a very fitting track to end the show with today. It's called Till I Die. And once again, thanks to Roxanne Nesbitt, Graftician, who was here earlier. Thanks to Claire Bailey, our Discord liaison. You, Matt Muse, doing your thing on the board. And stay tuned up next for Flex Your Head with Mike. So here we go to close out the show today. No means no, Till I Die on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
The chill of the winter is bitter and bleak. The snow on the pathway is heavy and deep. So I dig in my shovel and lift it on high. I'm going to shovel this snow till I die. The end of the road looks like freedom to me. I walk past the hours, I walk past the weeks, and the months fall behind as I pass the years by. I'm going to walk down this road till I die, till I die. I'm going to walk down this road till I die, till I die. I'm going to walk down this road till I die. I sit on my own and no words do I speak. The sky's in my head and the ground's on my feet. But no treasures delight me, no tears do I cry. I'm going to sit on my own till I die, till I die. I'm going to sit on my own till I die, till I die. I'm going to sit on my own till I die. Hey! The sound of the ocean, my feet in the sand, the chill of the wind, the lie of the land, the drops on my skull, the gold's lonely sound, the thunder, the lightning, the rain pouring down, till I die. The centuries pass, I walk from the first and I crawl to the last. But the silence surrounds me, in stillness I lie. I'm going to pass through these days till I die, till I die.